Gitten, Perek Dald Mishnevov. Hamoiche Avde Legoi, Oy Luchutz La'oretz. We're continuing on Takonos that are shaykh to the Yonim of Avodim, which is what we've discussed. Sells his Evet Kanani was Mechoy V'mitzvahs to a Goy, or Luchutz La'oretz, where there's less chance that he'll be able to be Mekayim mitzvahs properly. Yotze Ben Chayr, Chazal gave a Knas, and he goes out L'cheres. Therefore, if the Evet runs away, or the Moichah himself buys back, he feels bad, and he buys it back from the Lekeach, the halacha is that the Moichah is not allowed to work with him. Or if he runs away, the Moichah is not allowed to take possession of him again and work him. The halacha is that we will mafkia his kinyan momin and his yotza lecheus. We're koy for him to be meshachar the Evid, that he could do even if the Evid ran away, because we learned in the first parak that we paskin that he could hand the shtar shechut to somebody else to be zeichah for the Evid. Here we have a halacha that's related to shvuyin, captures, v'chule, but it's a totally different halacha. This is halacha in Ebach, somebody was captured by pirates, and they know that Yidna Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, so they pull into ports, a lot of mises in history this way. The pirates pull in with Yidna on board. The halacha is one is not allowed to be paid to the shvuyim for more than their value on the slave market. Why? Because the goyim are obviously now going to know that Yidden are a prize and they're going to scour the high seas to find more Yidden to capture. One is not allowed to help Shvuyim out of captivity. Again, what's going to happen is the pirates are going to bring the next group that they bring, they're going to bring under lock and key, or they'll even kill them, they'll threaten them. So one has to make every possible effort to buy out the avodim, but not to put future avodim. Again, it's not them. L'chay, you should be saving them. You shouldn't cheshmut later on. Chazal saw fit to be misach nazat takonim. Rav Shimon Gamliel loyme mipnei takonis hashvuyim. The reason why not to help shvuyim run away is not like we just said neitikin ha'olam, because the next group is good, they're going to put them in chains and they're going to lock them up, they're going to starve them. But the takonos hashvuyim themselves, if you help two shvuyim run away from the group, then they're going to take it out, the pirates are going to take it out and everybody else who's in the group. So they themselves are at risk. Ve'en loikchim svarim, tfilin u'mezuzis min agoyim yoysal k'dei demeyem m'pnei tikkun oilam. This already goes back to the reason of before, of not buying yoysal k'dei demeyem. Doesn't make a difference if it's Svarim, those days Svarim was the Yikar Metzias. So there was pirates captured a bunch of Svarim that were Yikar Metzias. L'chor would be a big mitzvah, l'hagdol Torah l'adir. No, can't be put an extra burden on Yiddish communities. Svarim, tefillin, mezuzas, and even the chotcha to have kedusha would not pay the Yisach de demem. Now the Mishnah goes into another takona, which is marriage related, has no shaykhs l'chor t'avodim. Here's a fellow who was Megarish Ishtoi. There was a Shmuel that was Yotza, rumors were following her that she was Mizana. He doesn't want to be married to her anymore. It's not honorable. He's suffering because of the rumors, the tongues are wagging. Memela, he divorces her. Lo Yachzir, he's not allowed to do it impulsively and then have Charota and then take her back. It'll be nizbar that the Shmuel is not true. I'll take her right back. He had nothing against her. He just didn't want to be married to her while his reputation is being shamed. So as soon as her reputation clears, I'll take her back. Mishum neder. Let's say he was megarish ishtei mishum neder because he doesn't want a woman with nedar. Lo yachzir. If he divorces her, it has to be 100%. Lo yachzir. Even if in the interim she was matir the nedar by a chokum. What's the pshat? Why would they be geyser, such a harsh din? What's the takona? The takona over here is, it's very old, there should be a kilkul. Fellow's going to divorce his wife, and she's going to go get married to somebody else. He claims that he only divorced her b'tnai, that bets him she was mizana, or the nether. Now it turns out, he says the get was b'tois. The get was b'tois, he is casting aspersions on the second marriage. Therefore, Chazal was misakin, that he can't divorce her unless it's understood that this is unequivocal. So first of all, he's not going to be so quick. He's not going to put a finger on the trigger. until he knows that there's no way she's going to be matter in Eder, unless he knows for sure that she's never going to get away from clearing her name, so Mela, there shouldn't be any Mechshad. Now, there's a major Machlok Sushayim over here, how to understand, what's the import of this Kilkul? Some Rishonim understand that Batsim, there's no Malkum Kilkul, because, think about it, we're talking about over here where the husband wasn't Megarish his wife Bimafurish Mipnei Sibazu. That means if the husband would set it up as a Tnai, well, have you have to make a Tnai Kofli, he says, I'm being Megarish you Almanas, that the Shemra is correct, that the Neder is there, Bitnaize, and if not, then I'm not divorcing you. That'll be a Tnai. What's the Malkum for Kilkul? Either it is or it's not. It'll be Nizbar or it won't be Nizbar. The problem is that he left it hanging. So Memela, L'chayra, it's not a Tanai. And L'chayra, there's really no Kilkul. All there is that there's Haitzos Laz. He'll say, L'maisa, I was roped into it. He didn't say. So the get was a get B'chaloifin. But he'll claim he'll be able to agitate and then he'll make Haitzos Laz. Other Rishen want to be Mechadish, Mekech, this Kasha. That is Ramban, the Srid, the other Rishonim, the Rav is mashmim that way also, is that his mamash going to be a Kilkul. I he didn't make a Tnai Mufurush. Hey, Yois over here, he was Megala Das. The Maisa, he was talking about it. And it's a Dover Borer, but Oifinze, he doesn't have to be Masna, Bishum, Mamish Bishas Maisa. He doesn't have to Mamish give the get bitnai. This goes to a Sugya. Of when something is evident that that's why somebody's doing something, does that need hasno with the regular mishpat time? It's a good shaila. The marshal, somebody sold all his possessions. It's clear that the reason why he did that is because he was picking up his family, he was moving to Eretzol, he can't take things with him. So Mamela Avivite, he ended up being the sack of it, not going to Eretzol. The Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Tes says, Bahu Gavra, the Zovin Adait Lamesa Lari Yisrael, that he could be Mavatal to sale. I, he didn't make a Tnai B'Shas Maisa. Tosfos Kedushin says that the Pshat is we understand that that was the Rekha of his sale. To say that over here also, that clear that the Rekha of the Gerushin, the background, clear that what makes the Gerushin is only because of the Shem Ra, because of the Neder, no, that's this Machlok Sushayim. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Kol Neder Sheyodu Bei Rabbim Lo Yachzir, any Neder, which is Yodu by Rabbim, is a dover that was Yodua, lo yachzir. If it wasn't Yodua, that means she wasn't Noidu b'fnei Rabbim, so then yachzir. Why? He holds that there's a halacha, but he didn't learn up that this halacha of the takona, they all had this takona that a man who divorces his wife because of Nedarim can't take her back. He didn't have because of Kilkul. What he held was that the Geder HaDvarim was a takona, it was a knas misuyemis. Then when a woman makes Nedarim b'Rabbim, so they were koinis, they made a knas and prutzis b'Nedarim, and Mimel, they only did it when women are so loose that they would be noida b'fnei Rabbim. Takon et nanat kulk. Remei oim kol neder shetzor chakir chochum lo yachzir. A neder that needs a bezdin lo yachzir, because there you could say, ah, I didn't think that the bezdin would be matter, okay. So Mimel, that's something you could be moitzi laz on, there's a kilkul there. Masha Enkein by Neder Shein Tzorech HaKiyos Chokum. Nobody's going to believe you only divorced her. You could have been made for the Neder. It's not a Neder that needs a Bezdin. So Memela, on such a Neder, they won't believe him when he says that's why he was divorcing her. Amr Abelozer argues on Reb Meir. That means he holds also the Chshash is Alts Kilkel, Alts Laz. But Le'osru Zel M'Tnezeh, they asked all Nedarim Zem Mipnei Zeh. Now the Pashtus is that what they asked, like Rameyah says, with his real chash, is by Neder Shetzor Chachir Chochum. There he says, oh, if I would have known that they could take off the Neder, Lo Yachzeh. L'maisa, the Gemara asks Kashas, and the Gemara learns, Pum Faket. The Gemara learns that Rebbe Loza has a little bit of an interesting shita. Yeah, he holds that it's Mipnei Kilkul, except that he holds the Mokum LeKilkul is not on a neder that needs a Chakir's Chokum. The reason for that is because L'umas Remeir holds any neder which he could have been Mater, so he could say, oh, if I would have known, I would have been Mater by Chokum, I wouldn't have divorced her. That's the Hitzos Laz. If I would have known that it was possible to be matter by a chokum. Rabbi Lozer holds that actually no husband would go with his wife to a chacham. No husband would go with his wife to a chacham v'mater neder. Adar ab, it's a bezoyin godel, he'd rather divorce her. So that, nobody would believe him because Adar ab, he would divorce his wife. Even if the neder has atar faket, the reason why that type of neder is chash kilkul is only because of the other type of neder. The type of neder it may hold is no chash kilkul. A neder that he can be made for himself, he doesn't need the chacham. There he could say that he divorced her because he didn't know that he could take care of it himself, and that he would have done. On that, there's a kilkul. Ramei holds there's no kilkul there because nedarim you can do yourself. So do yourself. Most people know which nedarim you can be matter by yourself, which one you have to go to a chacham for. So you might see laws on the one you could have done yourself. The one that you need a chakir is chacham. You didn't know that a chacham was going to be matter before. You know you can't do it. You're not sure the chacham would do it. Then you divorced her. If you would have known the chacham would do it, but lazalt no. The one that you could do yourself, that you might see laws because that you would have done. You're too proud, the regular husband is too proud, mipnei abizoyin, to take her to a chochem, that he could be moitzi laz, and that's only also el mipnei zeh for the ones that Ramei didn't hold. That's mamash faket, mishit zur meh. Om Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, maise b'tzaydon, there's a maise in a place called Tzaydon, be'erot jom l'ishtoi, koino m'meni m'gashech. This, by the way, is a little bit of a different case. This is a case where a husband assured his wife, he assured her on something. And he was megarish. That means he forced himself, he made an edit to force himself to be megarish his wife, vigersha. He took a divorce to her. The chacham were matir. That's a little bit awesome. What are we talking about? The husband and neder. Till now, we were talking about the wife being an isha and adronis. So the Gemara makes over here a chsum echsum v'hochikatonif. Bamedvar mamurim. When she's neideris, that's where we have the three tanoim that we just had, where we have the Tanakama, Reb Meir, and Reb Loza. Reis Yudu says, that's the din that we had. But what about where he makes a neder? What happens when he makes a neder to force himself to be megarisher, and he's megarish, they can take it back. There's no kilkul. On that, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, Hezachain, there was a ma'aseh b'tzidon on such a case where they allowed him to take her back, even though, l'chayru, what you could say, also is that the only reason why he was megarish is because he thought he has to, if he would have known that he could be ma'aseh neder, he wouldn't be megarish. No, that the Gemara says no. The Rishonim Amazbir, that there's no mokim for him to be mekalkul. By her neder, he's not sure what her Pesach is, what her thought process is. That's already too vague. So he thinks that he can't get rid of the neder, therefore he has to divorce her. So there's a mokim lekilkul. Mashenki, where it's his neder, he knows exactly. He knows what the Pesach is. He knows what he was thinking. He knows what he could have thought. So Mimela, there's much more of a mokim for him to be matir. So there's no mokim lekilkul. So faket, mipnei tikkun ha'olam, there is no chash kilkul, and therefore, Avada, he could take her back.